Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk. You know, it's been a while since I did a show. This is my first time doing a show since they've upgraded or what have you. With this new studio system or whatever. But, you know, my show today is so, I just felt it was very, 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 very necessary to do in regard to what's going on with us as a whole. You know, Tita, people for the ethical treatment of animals has a lot of contradictory to it. And so do a number of so-called celebrities who are active in it. And to me, it's a bunch of crap. Because what's more cruel to animals is the cruelty that's being done to us. Now, PETA talks about this, you know, don't wear animal fur, what have you, and they dress around in nude. But do you know what the government is doing to us? What so-called celebrities are doing to you? Is deadly. I'm going to tell you some facts in just a moment, but let me just say this. You have these celebrities who walk around in nude, or what have you, or do whatever, saying don't wear fur, but at the same time they have on roadkill on their face. Roadkill is makeup, lipstick, eyeliner, all that's made literally from roadkill. Dead animals on the side of the road. Lipstick comes from dogs, dolphins, or what have you, mascara, foundation, all that. Roadkill, literally. But you're also eating roadkill. You may have poisoned your child this morning and didn't even know it because, according to the dentist, they promote the use of fluoride. You'll see sodium fluoride is in our drinking water, is in our toothpastes, so-called top name brand toothpastes. You know, just for example, but sodium fluoride is commonly used as rat poison. But scientists have decided to put it in our water, in our toothpaste. It was also used by the Nazis to sterilize inmates and make them domicile. Fluoride is a key dumbing down ingredient in Prozac and nerve gas. Again, it was used by the Nazis to calm, to sterilize humans and force them into concentration camps, making them calm and in submission. There is no such substance as fluoride on the periodic chart. What is on the chart is fluorine. It's a gas. It's in your toothpaste, it's in your drinking water, it's in your soda. It causes kidney disease, diabetes. When you see the so-called health, quote-unquote health nuts, the protein shake, a lot of that is roadkill of pigs and what have you. That protein. Weed, W-H-E-Y, unhealthy, protein shake, gelatin, the skin of animals, the bones of animals, cheese, the blood of animals, mixed with milk that has pus in it. He does not tell you about these things, but it causes problems to our children. Birth defects, even Hitler himself, and Lenin once made a statement about America saying that America will demoralize, divide, and destroy from within. And it seems to be true. Sodium fluoride is in shaving cream, hair coloring, cleaning products. It's in the fabric softener. Hazardous. Now, you may have also poisoned yourself if you wear perfume, cologne. Pick up any ingredient, lotion, what have you. There's an ingredient that the FDA knows, and we'll go into that, that's called fragrance. Now, we think they will be talking about a smell or scent. No. Fragrance is the definition of something that's toxic. It's a term that the cosmetic industry, the cleaning and candle industry use ingredients that discloses only that there are unnamed chemicals in their products. And the fragrance secrecy is legal because there's a giant loophole in the Federal Fair Packaging and Label Act of 1973. They are explicitly exempt from telling you what the fragrance means. It means a potential health risk or build-up in people's bodies. Over 3,000 chemicals. Seeping into your skin. Hazardous. Accumulating in the human tissue. It's linked to sperm damages. It can go into breast milk. You know how you get a moral birth defect. And guess what? Your own celebrities, such as Britney Spears, Holly Berry, Calvin Klein, Victoria's Secret, Tommy Finch, J-Lo, Dolce & Gabbana, they have secret chemicals in their perfumes that are toxic, hormone disruptors. A lot of them have formaldehyde in there, a colorless gas, a suffocating odor. And they're talking about animal cruelty. This is cruelty to us. This is utterly ridiculous. Cheese is made with blood in it, out of a cow's stomach. You can just imagine the surprises that's in the cheese. And some of the blood is genetically engineered. Some of the so-called wheat bread. The water in the milk powder is replaced with unrefined pork blood and cottage cheese. Cruelty to animals? No, cruelty to us. Some of the so-called sauces and puddings. It's thickened with animal blood. So-called delicatessen, duck sauce. The Food and Drug Administration has no authority to require companies to test products for safety. Don't believe the hype. Cosmetic companies can use any ingredient or raw material except for color additives and a few prohibited substances without government review or approval. More than over 1,000 products sold in the United States are banned in other countries. Other countries are taking steps to protect their own. Candy. Candy is made from crushed bugs, such as beetles. When you see red color, number 5, or what have you, they're telling you. Your children, that's why they're getting cavities. Candy is made from crushed bugs. Chocolate has an ingredient of slaughtered animals, which includes blood. All these so-called natural and organic products, guess what? That's no guarantee either, because natural and organic could mean 10% or less. You would think that the FDA would promptly recall these products that's injurious to us? No. The FDA has no authority to require recalls of harmful cosmetics. And manufacturers are not even required to report cosmetics-related injuries. I mean, it's on a voluntary basis. Federal law allows them to do this. cruelty to animals? No. Cruelty to us. Cruelty to us. You know those sunscreens that a lot of people put on their children that says hypoallergenic are safer choices? Cosmetic market claims are unregulated. And these companies are rarely, if ever, required to back them up. And a lot of these children's products, there was an investigation of more than 1,700 children's body care products, and 81% of those had skin and irritant products in them. And that's why I played my song. Because, you know, what if God is really trying to tell you something right now? When you can't sleep at night and you, in somewhere within you, you feel something's not right. Killing our children and don't even know it. Don't even realize it. Harming yourself. Not even realizing it. It's almost like there's a benefit to being poor because you can't afford some of these high-priced things. People are paying high prices to kill themselves. These cuisines, these foods, is made with animal roadkill. And what are the roads made of? Asphalt. If you see an ingredient in your chocolate or some of your food called Carmine, C-A-R-M-I-N-E, red food coloring, what have you? It's crushed beetles. It's in your food, drinks, your sauces, your bottles of cherries. It's grind up with pigs, dead pigs, cows. You know, you think you're a vegan, what have you. Jello in itself, the bones and cartilage and connective tissues of animals. Mostly pigs. Hitler made a joke. And you know, he didn't let his women wear cosmetics because he told him that, you know, it was manufactured from dead animals. But he told one of his women that one day the cosmetics will be made from the dead soldiers. You know, I've heard stories about the bodies of dead soldiers left and right, you know. Just imagine. The fabric softeners you're putting in your clothes, it releases toxic chemicals. And so these same toxic chemicals are repeatedly released, and it causes cancer. They claim they don't have a cure for cancer, but they have the causes of cancer. Because an overwhelming percent of the things that we are using is killing us. And the FDA should be for fooling the Americans. Because we're not being protected. And our children. Fluoride. Four out of five doctors, quote unquote, recommend fluoride. Toothpaste with fluoride. Recommend. So one doctor has 10. But ask your doctor, what is sodium fluoride? Google it. It's a deadly gas. It has the power to make you calm, make you weak, not to fight back. It's mind control. It's in our water. And it also sterilizes people. Why? Why are we fighting about animals that are already dead? You are no better than a dead animal. It's like a joke. Remember, now I always say all scripture is not in the Bible, and the Bible doesn't contain all scriptures. But there's a scripture that says that what you worship will make a mockery of you, a false god. And it's like, you see like Beyonce, them, they're paying all this money to look like roadkill. Meaning you are no better than an animal that's smeared across your face. But yet, this animal was already dead. And we're being sold things that as living beings that is in the process of killing us. But there's a lot of hype about dead animals. What about the hazards of the dead animals that's being put in these products, in our food, in our, you know, sodium fluoride is in sodas as well. There was an article a few years ago about how a rat was accidentally found in one of the, I think, a Pepsi product, Coke product, and the product stent the rat to the bone. Now, if it did that to a rat, just imagine what it's doing to our insides. And we want to emulate these so-called celebrities who are selling you all these cosmetics that is killing you, hormone disruptors, hair products. A lot, especially black women, you know, women, period, use all types of products on their hair, these lotions, what have you, and most of it is telling you, fragrance here, says certain things, PVP, all these things are things that are deadly to your body. Disrupting, mold into your breast milk, it's cancerous, passed on to your children, upset and destroys your immune system. When you see things that says food coloring, yellow, red, what have you, look, would you willingly do this to your children? It's sick. Now, would PETA tell you these things? Would they fight for you like they fight for animals? It's utterly ridiculous. And again, it's sickening. It's hypocritical. Deadly and very injurious to our safety. And yet some of us may be too weak to even want to fight that. The only sin in the world is ignorance. And the only solution to combat that is intelligence. When you know better, you do better. When do we hold people accountable? Those that are in power. How do we do that? Why aren't we doing that? Why are so-called countries that are not, in quote-unquote, not as great as America or what have you, why are they going out to protect their own? They are banning American products. And at the same time, there are products that are being imported here and the products that are being made here that is deadly to us. And according to statistics, 97% of us have in some way or another been subjected to harmful chemicals as a result. So, now that you know better, are you going to do better? Is God trying to tell you something? You know, this should be a devastating wake-up call. It's important that we read the ingredients on these products. Some of these things are in our cereal, of course, it's in our milk, you know, in the bread. What is one to do? This goes back to that movie I said about V is for Vendetta. utterly ridiculous. And I felt it necessary, you know, to just make some expressive comments about that. You know, people are acting as if, like, the woman, Casey Anthony, she's made to look like a monster, and, you know, people are all upset because of hype, because the media has hyped you up to believe something that has not existed. It's a play on emotions to cover up what's really going on. Because if you look past the emotions, there wasn't one piece of evidence that said her child was murdered or that she did anything. Yet, you had the government manipulate so-called evidence and different things of that nature. Then you had her defense that came back and said, hey, this is what's going on here. There was never 84 calls. This is how you break this down. There was never ever a smell of dead body in the car until after this happened. Look, the father did this and that. When do you think for yourself and hold those accountable who should be held accountable? When does that happen? You should be just as outraged about your children, about your life, about what's going on, and the evidence is there. The evidence is clear. Why are you too weak? Or is ignorance bliss? Peter's full of crap. The so-called people for the, you know, environment of animals or what have you. I don't know what the people for ethical treatments of animals or what have you. Full of it. Full of it. Where are the people for the people? So, I hope the show played, and, you know, I don't even know how to navigate this new system, but I was outraged, you know. And when you know better, you're supposed to do better. So, in closing, I hope that God is trying to tell you something enough to set yourself and get it right. Until next time, peace.
Oh, speak, Lord.